Blog Talk Radio.
Real simple song. I want to teach it to you tonight. The Lord is my light and salvation. Whom shall I fear? Whom shall I be afraid? The Lord is my light and salvation. Whom shall I fear? Yeah. Whom shall I be afraid? I will wait on you. I will wait on you. You, yes. I will trust in you. Yes, Lord, say. I will trust in you. Y'all help me. The Lord is my light. Everybody sing. The Lord is my light. Salvation. Whom shall I fear? Whom shall I be afraid? No, no. The Lord is my light and salvation. Whom shall I fear? No, no. Whom shall I fear? I will wait on you. Raise your voice. Hey. I will wait on you. Yes. Say it again. Say, I will trust in you. I will trust in you. The next part goes like this. Listen, I want you to go home singing this. I will remain confident in this. I will see the goodness of the Lord. Come on, you say it. I will remain confident in this. I will see.
Hey, good morning. Bless the Lord. I'm so glad that you're here with us this morning. This is Pastor Stevenson, and I want to welcome you to Friday. Isn't it something? These weeks are going by so quickly, but we are grateful to God for another day as you prepare for Thanksgiving, which is next week. Just caught me completely off guard. Trust me when I tell you, was not prepared, am not prepared for Thanksgiving, but I'm grateful to God for an opportunity to be thankful and to take time with family and friends to just be thankful. And so we greatly appreciate God blessing us and blessing you and you joining us on this Friday morning. I want to thank our leaders who held down the recharge for me. I had something that came up that I had to attend to, and so I'm grateful that we have leaders who are able to lead the church in what I understand was a powerful time of prayer. And so, again, you know, the recharge is our midweek worship, and we teach, and I might have a topic that I'm teaching through, an idea that I'm teaching through, and that has been a blessing. But there'll also be times when we'll bring in someone to preach that concept or idea. And some other things that we'll do. And there are times, just like Wednesday, where we will just come and pray on the concept and ideas that we've been learning about. And so I want to thank you for being a part of that and spending time in prayer for our church and for the vision, for the direction, for our leaders. For me specifically, thank you for praying for me and praying for yourself. I was very happy to hear, as my wife explained to me, what the Lord had been saying to her, that we spend a lot of time praying for others, and sometimes we feel guilty about praying for ourselves. And so that was just powerful to me, as she explained it to me. So I want to thank God for you, and I want you to know that God heard your prayer. God heard you. God heard what you had to say to him, and I want to encourage you that as you pray, I want you to pray with the faith knowing that God does hear you. Sometimes we pray and we don't particularly have faith believing that God is hearing us, so we're going through motions. But I want you to specifically spend time understanding that when you open your mouth to pray, whether it be in your private specific prayer time, or whether it be as you're walking or running or whatever you're doing, and you're taking time to pray, or just talking to God as you are working through something, just know that God does hear you. And I think if we could really embrace and understand that He hears us, our prayers would be more fervent, because we know that He's listening, and God is listening to you, and God is listening to answer. So He's not just listening to gather information from you. He's listening to you and I so that God might answer. And so I want you to believe and trust Him to answer and to do what it is you are believing God to do. Don't forget, this week I want to see you on Sunday. Make your way to the house of the Lord for corporate worship. There's something about when we corporately worship together and spend time with the Lord together in worship and prayer and hearing His word, so that we might go out and do what it is God has called us to do. And so I want to make sure that you are with us on Sunday, one of our services. We have a 8 a.m. service at East New York, 945 at East New York, which is 369 New Lots Avenue on the corner of Pennsylvania Avenue, and we'd love to have you. And then there is our 11:30 service, which is at the Spring Creek campus on the corner of Elton and Flatlands in Brooklyn, inside of the school auditorium. And so we'd love to have you to worship with us and spend time with us as we spend time with the Lord. I want to close out this week, our time of prayer this week, just encouraging you to trust God and to know that God is working for your good. He is doing what it is that you have been believing Him to do. And picking up again with Galatians 6:9, let us not be weary in well-doing, for we shall reap if we faint not. And I want to just hit that last point that we talked about Sunday. I want to just reiterate that, which was, don't die in the winter if we do not lose heart. Lose heart means to become exhausted from always giving and never receiving. You have to take time to receive. You have to take time to fill up your tank. You have to take time to get the things that you need. I know we sometimes feel guilty about taking time to help and to impart and to grow ourselves. But if you don't take care of yourself, you need to hear me clearly. If you don't take care of yourself, you are unfit to take care of anyone else. Oh, I'm going to say it again, because I think you just got mad at Pastor. If you do not take care of yourself, and I am preaching to me, trust me when I tell you, God is releasing this on me first. If we do not take care of ourselves, then we are not fit to take care of someone else, because traditionally, we're not going to do more for others than we do for ourselves. Not with the right spirit, not with the right heart. We might do it to impress people. We might do that to make people think that we are more spiritual than we are. But the truth of the matter is, that can't be sustained for very long. That's why the Lord said, love your neighbor as yourself, as yourself. So if you're not taking care of yourself, then you're not fit to take care of someone else. And so what things can you do to refill your tank, to refill your energy? What fills you and what depletes you? You've got to know this. This is vitally important, that you know what fills you, what fills you, and what depletes you. If all you know is what depletes you and you keep doing those activities, then you cannot move forward and grow, because you're not filled. Your car needs gas. Without gas, I don't care how nice your car is, doesn't care how much you paid for the car, doesn't matter how impressive the car is, but if it is a gas-powered car that requires gas, then without filling it, putting gas in, you just drive it
once the gas is consumed, then the car stops running. And guess what? It's still a pretty car. It's still expensive. It's still luxury. It's still nice. But it's not useful for which it was created. It's not useful for which it was created, because it was created to carry you, take you where you needed to go. But there is the need in a combustible engine car for gas. It doesn't matter what kind of car it is, an electric car, a hybrid car, it does need some source in order for it to run. And so the Lord is speaking to you and saying that He has made you needing input in order to give output. That's the way God made us as humans, that we need, we require input in order to give output. If you do not take in, you cannot give out. If you give out without taking in, then you will destroy yourself, and listen carefully, and you will destroy that which you're giving to. I'm going to say that again. You will destroy yourself if you are giving out and not taking in. You will destroy yourself, but you will also destroy the very thing, the very person, the very dream, the very passion that you are giving to, because you won't have what you need to help that thing get where you need it, where you need it to be, and where God is calling for it to be. And so I don't want you to die in the winter. Don't die in the season change. Don't die because things are not going the way you need them to go. It is in those very moments that you will find God. You will find that God is doing something and you don't know what it is, but He's doing something. And I want to pray, and I want us to go ahead and pray about that very thing, because I decree in the name of Jesus that you will not die in your winter season. You will not die in a season where you don't know where your next deliverance or elevation is coming from. You will not die in a season where you are wrestling with demons and fighting them on every hand. You won't die there. You will not die in a season when you are trying to figure out where money is coming from. You will not die in a season where you are trying to figure out what God is going to use you to do and what is your passion. That's not where you're dying. That's a winter season. And I decree in the name of Jesus that you will not die there. You will not die in the divorce court. You will not die in the place where a person has walked away. That's not where you're dying. You might go through it. Oh God, I feel the Holy Ghost. You might go through it, but I tell you, you will not die in it. I said you might go through it, but I decree you will not die in it. You can't die in it. I'm telling you again, you cannot die in it. You're going through it. It's difficult, but you can't die in it. And that is the prayer, and I sent it to the Lord, and He heard me. You cannot die in the winter season. You can't. You've got too much to do. I love you with the love of the Lord, and I pray that it hits your spirit like a sperm cell hitting the egg, and it ovulates, and it fertilizes, and it grows inside of you, and it impregnates you, and you deliver something that looks like the God who put it in you. Thank you, Lord Jesus. You can't die. You keep moving. I love you. I'll see you Sunday, where I'm going to release a powerful word in your spirit. Make sure you are there. Make sure you invite somebody to come with you. God bless you. Bye.
For my good, yeah, she's intentional.